right now, I would like to welcome David Geist. He is a cabaret performer, pianist, and music producer. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
It's good to have you back. We had you on a couple of times in, over the last few years, and you've moved to Santa Fe 3 years ago, taken Santa Fe by storm in terms of the cabaret music scene, which basically revolves around you. And there is something coming up, which is the 2008 Santa Fe Cabaret Conference in early December, the 5th, 6th, and 7th of December.
This is all true. Yeah, Santa Fe has been wonderful to me, and I'm loving it. And I have this wonderful cabaret room called Geist Cabaret at Pronzo.
I love the way you just moved to Santa Fe, and they named a room after you.
Well, like we were talking earlier, things are meant to be, and I have wonderful passion for my music making, and I really wanted to come here and offer it to this community, and it's really, this community has been incredibly receptive, so I couldn't ask for anything more, so I'm so grateful for that.
So what's this cabaret conference all about?
Well, the art of cabaret, as we know it in this present time, is really about the intimate song performance in these small venues like Geist Cabaret. And there are people that make careers out of this. There's rooms in New York like the Algonquin and Feinstein's at the Regency and the Cafe Carlyle. And these two particular people, Lena Koutrakos and Rick Jensen, are some friends of mine from New York, and they have careers in that field, and they work in New York City, and they do workshops all over the country. And last year we had them for the first workshop, first annual Santa Fe Cabaret Conference workshop, and it was wildly received. People just loved it, and it was life-changing, and you could tell people that had taken it really felt like they had gone through this amazing artistic retreat. So
it's four singers.
That is true. You could be a solo pianist. I mean, you know, I sing as well, but a lot of times in my cabaret performances, I play piano and I tell stories that lead into the pieces that I play. So it's really another form of storytelling. But for the most part, yeah, we're taking singers. If you're an instrumentalist and you want to incorporate storytelling into your instrumental music making, this would be for you as well. So it really could apply to that. But for the most part, cabaret, as we know it, is singing.
And so when you teach or when your colleagues teach cabaret singing, there's some sort of magical combination of heart and craft that goes into it.
Absolutely. I mean, singing is probably one of the most vulnerable ways of expressing yourself musically, you know, just the voice alone. Obviously, you work with pianists. But singing, these are stories, you know, whether you're singing songs from the 20s or the 30s or even a Beatles song, but, you know, you have your text, and your text infuses your storytelling. And so that's really what it's about, is to, you bring your handle on these stories, you know, through the art of, through singing and through wonderful direction that you're going to get from these people. So it really is, to me, singing is an extension of speaking. They really revolve in the same world, so to speak. So if you can speak, you can sing. But it's really about being a storyteller, first and foremost.
And so this is what's going to be taught at the Santa Fe Cabaret Conference, and people can find more about that at the Cabaret Hotline,
indeed,
which is 989-9007, 505-989-9007.
Perfect.
When are you playing at the Geist Cabaret Room at Pronzo in Santa Fe?
I am there most Wednesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. This particular weekend I won't be in, but I have wonderful people that are on when I'm not there. But for the most part, I'm there generally four nights a week and 6 to 9, and it's this beautiful upstairs, intimate setting, and I'm very proud of it. I'd love to see everyone up there, and I'm really enjoying preserving all this wonderful material, you know, songs of Gershwin and Porter and Jerome Kern. And
which the many retired people who've moved here to Santa Fe to have a nice retirement love and come out for.
Well, they do. I really get an audience, you know, obviously of elderly people, but, you know, younger people, too, are starting to really gravitate towards this. I mean, you know, Rod Stewart, Katie Lang, I mean, a lot of contemporary people have made, Carly Simon have made their cover CDs of, you know, this wonderful material, because it really is it's lasting material. Harry Connick Jr. is also another one of those people.
David Geist, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Once again, the Cabaret Hotline telephone number is 989-9007, and we're going to go out with some of your music, The Man I Love.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.